Joined next by Hampton and Coach Thomas. Kyrese, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Appreciate you having us.
Thank you for having us.
Coach Thomas, for you in year one, kind of what have you learned about the program over the last few months, and what is the focus over these next 2 weeks leading up to the start of the season?
What I've learned about the program is that we had to establish our culture. It's just there was no culture here. Like all the players, we got 14 new players. The only one that stayed was Kyrese Mullen and Dan Bannister. So there wasn't much to learn about the program, nor was it much for me to ask about the program. It was hit the ground running with establishing a new culture for the program. And so that's what we spent 12 weeks doing, getting to know each other, establishing our culture of appreciation and gratitude, establishing our culture of togetherness, establishing our culture of hard work, establishing our culture of accountability, establishing our culture of toughness, and establishing our culture of resiliency. So that's what we spent the time doing with these young men. Time equals love, and so we try to spend as much time with them over the past 12 weeks, including the summer, and coming back here in the 4 weeks before the kickoff of the season.
Going to get to questions. We'll start with Michael.
So, Coach, long time no see. I know that we talked about a lot about the transfers that you brought in this class. I'm curious, you brought in five true freshmen. Just what do you like about what you're seeing from them?
I like their every day. Those freshmen are everyday guys. Daniel Johnson, they're everyday guys. Richard Good, everyday guys, meaning they show up to work at work every day with a great positive attitude, good mindset. They're just freshmen. They don't know what they don't know. I took the approach of, wanting to coach guys who haven't been touched by any other culture. You can't get that when you're in the portal in year one. So I wanted to take three or four guys that had no experience with college culture, and my culture would be the first one. So that was the mindset.
Coach, we talked, and really for both of you, we talked earlier about just the opportunities to play on national television, but a really special opportunity for you guys in December to play a game against Howard on CBS. And just talk about what that does for the program to play a Hampton Howard game on broadcast national television.
I think it gives the opportunity for the country to see two programs, historic programs, go at it. Historic programs that have talent that can hopefully compete with anybody in the country and just give us recognition of what the young men and women are doing at HBCU, at Howard, and Hampton. And that, that this is a great place to come be educated and a great opportunity to come play the game you love as well. So it gives an opportunity for the country to see two historic programs go at it.
And Kyrie's for you, same question. What excites you about that game?
Really, the spotlight on the HBCU, us being HBCUs, especially in the CAA conference, we really like are not the higher teams all the time. Well, like for us, Hampton and CAA, we're not really a higher team. So us being a TV game, it really gonna put a spotlight on us and show the world what we can really do.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Trevor.
Coach, you're obviously from right down the road there in Norfolk, and talk about your emotion when you got the call to be able to take over a program so close to home, and just how cool it's been to be around the area and just to develop this program back to, to be back to winning ways.
Absolutely. I would say it's definitely one of the dream come true to be able to coach in your hometown, near your hometown. I coach right up the street at Kickatan High School, which is less than a mile away. That's the first time Ed Cooley walked in my gym and said, "Hey, you belong in college coaching." Went and worked for him for 9 years at Providence, and then 1 year at Georgetown. And who knows, the process of life and trusting in his plan would yield me right back here in my hometown to get my first college coaching job. And so I'm definitely ecstatic to be coaching in what, we know it as the 757. And I say this all the time. I wear a 757 like a badge of honor. I think it's some of the toughest kids in the country that come out of here and play in the past. It was definitely one of my recruiting grounds when I was an assistant and is definitely a staple of not only college basketball but college football, college baseball. Some great talent in this area. So I'm really excited to be back home and have an opportunity to transform this program here near my family and near my friends.
Congrats, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Michael.
This was for Coach and for Kyrese. I know that coaches and players typically only put not a lot of stock into preseason awards and polls and everything, but Kyrese obviously being honored with the first team all conference preseason. Just what are your thoughts on him earning that?
Well deserved for the past of what he's accomplished in terms of the 2 years, freshman and sophomore year, averaging double digits and rebounding. And so that's a testament to what he's done in the past. And I always say, the pre is just that pre. You want to be have your name called in that post season. That means you actually did what they predicted you to do. But it's kudos to him. For the work that he's put in prior to this year, and letting the world see what he's capable of, but we're looking forward to more and better from him.
Really, when I seen it, I really didn't have no emotion because it was just news to me. I just was working on my game, steady in the gym, like Coach said. It's preseason, so it don't matter if it's not in the postseason.
Any other questions for Coach Thomas or Kyrese? All right, thank you guys. Best of luck in the upcoming season. We're looking forward to seeing you all in the